Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Have you been feeding the birds this winter? Setting out a few bird feeders with a variety of food items can provide some good bird watching during those cold winter days. And it helps the birds, of course. Do not be surprised if a few visitors from the north show up for a meal occasionally. Many of these avian visitors are finches and related species from the boreal forests of Canada that are forced to wander southward in search of food when the fruit and seed crops are in short supply up north. Now in its 26th year, the Finch Research Network, a group of ornithologists and avid birders, assess the food crops of various species of finches across Canada and use that information to predict their movements for the upcoming winter. Although the forecast is largely for Ontario eastward, there are observers in Manitoba and westward. Because North Dakota borders the Canadian provinces of Manitoba and Saskatchewan, avian winter visitors to the state may include pine siskins, red poles, purple finches, red-breasted nuthatches, crossbills, pine grosbeaks, and evening grosbeaks. Due to good seed and fruit crops up north, many of these species will likely stay put this winter. But there are a few notable exceptions. And who knows, winter storms, long cold spells, or other factors could be just enough to push the birds southward, particularly if the winter food supply gets in short supply. There's a good chance for seeing some pine siskins and purple finches at the bird feeders this year. There's also a chance for a few red-breasted nuthatches to show up. But the red poles, crossbills, and bohemian waxwings are expected to stay up north. If you're interested in seeing some pine grosbeaks, you could be in luck. Their movements are tied closely to mountain ash fruits and others, which were mixed last summer. The forecast notes that there might be some movement this winter. Watching some evening grosbeaks is always fun, and this could be a winter to see them. Birds from northwestern Ontario and westward are expected to be moving south in search of food this winter. You can entice them to your place by having a platform feeder well stocked with sunflower seeds. I've put a link to the winter finch forecast along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. It's housed on the Finch Research Network's website, which also contains information on membership, donating, or subscribing to their email list. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.